Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah. Today we have reached hadith 27, righteousness is good character.
الحديث السابع والعشرون عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: البر حسن الخلق، والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. رواه مسلم.
On the authority of النواس ابن سمعان رضي الله عنه, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which wavers in your soul and which you dislike the people finding out about. Recorded by Muslim.
وعن وابصة بن معبد رضي الله عنه قال: أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: جئت تسأل عن البر؟ قلت: نعم. فقال: استفت قلبك، البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر، وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك. حديث حسن رويناه في مسندي الإمامين أحمد بن حنبل والدارمي بإسناد حسن.
On the authority of Wabisah ibn Ma'bad رضي الله عنه, who said, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, you have come to ask about righteousness. I said, yes. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, consult your heart. Righteousness is that which makes the soul feel tranquil and the heart feel tranquil, and sin is that which makes the soul waver and the breast uneasy, even if the people give you their verdict on it and continue to give you their verdict. This is a Hassan hadith. We have transmitted it in the two musnads of the two imams, Ahmad bin Hanbal and Ad-Darimi, with a good chain. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith is another important and comprehensive hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he explained the essence of righteousness, al-birr, and sinfulness, or al-ithm. Now, the first narrator of the first hadith is An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu an. He radiyallahu an, accompanying his father, met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a delegation of his people. He lived in Medina for 1 year to learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was one of Ahlul Sufa, the poor Muslims who lived in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in Sahih Muslim, he is recorded to have said that the only thing that kept him from migrating to Medina was his need or want to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam questions. Those who immigrated to Medina did not ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam many questions due to the general disapproval of asking too many questions. Hence, only those who came from outside Medina were free to put questions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived in Asham in Greater Syria. 17 hadith have been recorded on his authority, and Muslim recorded 3 of them. As for the narrator of the second hadith, he is Wabisah ibn Ma'bad radiyallahu an. He also visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as part of a delegation in the 9th year after Hijrah. And he was well known for his gentleness and his tendency to cry a great deal. And 11 hadith have been recorded on his authority, radiyallahu an. The first part of the hadith.
Al-birru husnu al-khuluq.
Righteousness or piety is good character. My dear brothers and sisters, al-birr or piety or righteousness is a comprehensive word for every good quality, just as taqwa is a comprehensive word for all good qualities. Now, the opposite of birr, righteousness or piety, is sin, as is contained in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ
help you one another in al-birr, in al-taqwa, virtue, righteousness and piety, but do not help one another in sin and transgression. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, al-birr, or righteousness or piety, is noble character. That is to say, good character and good conduct is one of the important aspects of piety. This does not mean that piety is entirely restricted to good conduct. However, good conduct, good character, is the most important form of piety, the most important form of righteousness or birr. This is similar to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-hajju arafah, the pilgrimage, the hajj, is staying at Arafah. Now, as we know, staying at Arafah is not the whole hajj, but it is the most important pillar of hajj. It is also similar to the Prophet's words sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Supplication is worship, in spite of the fact that supplication is one of the many forms of worship. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, good manners, good conduct is an important aspect of piety. So in other words, my dear brothers and sisters, we can say the meaning here of this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that the main or essential aspect of birr or righteousness and piety is good character, good conduct and manners. Wallahu a'lam. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah mentions, birr is actually used in two senses. The first sense is treating others in a good manner or in a good fashion. In particular, one should treat one's parents in a good manner. And this is known as birrul walidain, being dutiful to one's parents. And the second sense in which birr is used refers to all acts of worship in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both inward and outward. Wallahu a'lam. Now the meaning of khuluqiyya, or good character and morals and manners, is a combination of understanding, intention and deeds, with the last two aspects playing the most important role. If a person has good intentions followed by good deeds, it is said that he has good character or good morals. If a person has bad intentions followed up by evil deeds, it is said that he has bad character or bad morals. Wallahu a'lam. The next part of the hadith.
وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ.
Sin is that which wavers in your soul and which you dislike the people finding out about. Now the word al-ithm or sin is defined as an act for which the performer is deserving of blame, and it encompasses every form of evil, whether large or small. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this hadith, he gave us two very important signs of sin. The first sign is a completely internal sign within the human being. It is the feeling of the soul with respect to that act. And the second sign is also regarding an internal feeling, but deals with the outward reaction to the act itself. My dear brothers and sisters, sins cause a wholesome soul, a pure soul, to be uneasy and troubled. The soul is unhappy and worried about sin and its consequences. These signs we mentioned occur because the person is naturally disposed to favor what leads to positive results and avoid what leads to negative results. My dear brothers and sisters, the commentators of this hadith stress that the people referred to here are the respected and righteous people, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which you dislike the people, meaning the respected and righteous people, to find out about this sin which wavers in your soul, and you dislike these respected and righteous people to find out about. Moving on to the second narration mentioned here, the hadith of Wabisa radiallahu an, where he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him,
جئت تسأل عن البر.
You have come to ask about righteousness. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the many miraculous acts of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him what Wabisa radiallahu an was coming to ask about. As Wabisa had not previously talked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this matter. In another narration, it states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Wabisa radiallahu an to come forward, and he came and sat with his knees up against the Prophet's knees. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, "Shall I not inform you of what it is you're going to ask me?" And this is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. The next part of this hadith,
قلت نعم فقال استفت قلبك.
Hina Wa'as said, yes, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, consult your heart. My dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the many proofs that demonstrate the importance of the heart and its purification. The heart, my dear brothers and sisters, is the true key to one's salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, quoting a prayer of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam,
وَلَا
And do not disgrace me on the day all will be resurrected, the day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit. Only those who come before Allah with a pure heart will be saved. And these ayat are from ayah 87 to 89 from Surah Ash-Shu'ara. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith demonstrates one of the functions of the heart that is filled with iman and ilm, with faith and knowledge. This is the heart that is alive and healthy. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, whenever the heart becomes stronger, these attributes, meaning of loving what is good, hating what is evil and so forth, become even stronger. If its life is weakened, these attributes are weakened. The sound, live heart, if it is faced with evil, flees from it by its own nature and hates that evil. This heart does not turn to it at all, as opposed to the dead heart, which does not distinguish between good and evil. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, destroyed is the one who does not have a heart that can recognize what is good and recognize what is evil. The next part of the hadith.
البر مطمئنت إليه النفس واطمئن إليه القلب والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر.
Righteousness is that which makes the soul feel tranquil and the heart feel tranquil, and sin is that which makes the soul waver and the breast uneasy. The Prophet he sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned both the soul and the breast, implying the heart. Obviously the two go hand in hand, but are stated in this sequence for emphasis. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah states that this part of the hadith is evidence that Allah created humans with a natural disposition, meaning upon the fitrah, to know the truth, be comfortable with it, and accept it. The undistorted soul loves the truth and despises its opposite. This conclusion is supported by many ayat and ahadith. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah has said, I created all my slaves with sincere devotion to one God alone, but the devils came to them and drew them away from their deen, from their religion. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, it is not solely a matter of natural disposition alone that is at work here. This feeling in the heart is not based on desires or lust. Instead, it is based on the foundation that Islam has put into the heart of the believer. It is based on the belief in Allah, as well as knowledge of what is permissible and what is forbidden. Likewise, it is based on taqwa, which is in the heart. When these aspects are present in one's heart, it is not surprising that the heart can act as a kind of filter. It can distinguish good from that which is evil. The next part of the hadith and the final part.
وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَأَفْتَوْكَ.
Even if the people have given you their verdict on it and continue to give you their verdict. Now in Arabic, my dear brothers and sisters, this expression stresses the fact that the people have given this verdict again and again. What this means is that even though the people have given a person a religious ruling or many religious rulings that an act is permissible, it still may be a sin if the person feels uneasy about it. In this case, for example, the people may not object to the act, but the person himself does. Therefore, he should still abstain from it, as it is a sin for him. Now, it should be noted that this is the case if the person giving the ruling does not have any strong evidence to support his conclusion. Perhaps the ruling is simply based on opinion or desires, in that case, the Muslim should not listen to the ruling. If the one rendering a judgment has support for his ruling, then the Muslim must follow him unless he has stronger evidence against that conclusion. If he has no such evidence, then he follows the legal verdict. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he gives the examples of breaking one's fast while traveling or sick and shortening one's prayer while traveling. He said that some of the ignorant people do not feel comfortable doing these practices, or that there is sound evidence supporting these practices. My dear brothers and sisters, to summarize and conclude, there are many lessons and benefits we gain from these two hadith, such as the main or essential aspect of righteousness or birr is good character, or righteousness or birr is good character, is good manners and morals. We also learn from these two hadith that sin has a direct effect on a pious person's heart. It makes his soul uneasy and wavering. And we also learn that another sign of sin is that a person dislikes to have people witness the act or to know about this act. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, a believer should consult his heart before performing a deed. If his heart feels uncomfortable about it, he should avoid it, even if the people give him verdicts that there is nothing wrong with this act. We ask Allah to purify our hearts and souls and guide us to that which is best for us in this world and the next. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.